What I'm about to describe now, if you like, is a coping strategy for when we are faced with or experiencing something difficult, some event that's difficult that's happening in our lives. And of course, it depends on us being aware that we are experiencing something that we feel is bad, something that we feel is negative. Being aware of those first thoughts, of those first feelings, of the way our body is feeling. And in practicing this coping space, I'll take you through it very shortly, but in practicing this coping space, we can actually learn to do this very quickly, within a few seconds, or even shorter, if need be. Yeah. Okay. But of course, that does take practice. So the actual coping space is to be aware of what's happening to us when there is some difficult event taking place and we're starting to develop negative thoughts, negative feelings, difficult feelings if you like, tension within the body. And at that point, when we're beginning to experience difficult things, negative things, we say to ourselves, well, hang on, okay, let's just understand exactly how I'm feeling. All right, so the first step in this coping space is about awareness. If you want to, just do it just now. You ask yourself two questions. First of all, what am I feeling in my body? And in exactly the same way as we suggested in the 3-minute breathing space, you can scan down your body so that you become aware of butterflies in the stomach, tension in the shoulders, okay? Yeah. Tingling feelings, whatever it is, yeah? That feeling of lack of energy, of being slumped. So you're allowing yourself to become aware of your body. So the first question is, what is happening in my body just now? When you've scanned yourself, you can then say, well, actually, now what is happening in my mind? Is my mind busy, full of thoughts? If so, what thoughts are they? What feelings are going through my mind? Okay. Yeah. Are they very negative feelings? Is there anger, frustration, irritation, sadness? Okay. What is happening in my mind? What thoughts are there? What types of thoughts are there? What feelings are in my mind? So, what am I aware of in my body? What am I aware of in my mind? And then when you feel that you're aware of everything that's going on, and as I say, that can easily take a couple of seconds, even, you know, quite even shorter, you then bring all that awareness to your breath and you start breathing with it. And you breathe it in when you breathe in, and you allow it to be released when you breathe out. So you're breathing the awareness of all of this difficulty in when you breathe in, and then when you breathe out, you're releasing it and you're releasing tension in your body. Okay, so the body is able to begin to relax, to release, okay, whatever's there. And as you continue to breathe, what's going on in the mind will also change. It will also be released to some extent. Things will change. You can breathe long, slow, deep breaths. You can count the breaths if you like. But the point of it is to bring everything that you have gathered together in awareness to the breath. Open to it as you breathe in, release it as you breathe out. And then when you're ready, when you feel that things have changed, maybe feel a bit calmer, more in control, whatever, you just expand awareness back from the breath out throughout the body expanding that awareness into the space around the body to where you're sitting or standing, and then you open your eyes and get on with it. Okay. Now, actually, it's amazing how quickly the mind works. With practice, you can actually do that in just a fraction of a second. Okay. But of course, when you're first learning the technique, it's quite often useful to take yourself out of the situation if at all possible, so you can just do it for a minute or two somewhere else. Okay. But you know, it's possible, quite possible, to do that for a few seconds, just 5 seconds, 10 seconds, just to actually allow yourself to be aware, to gather it to the breath, and just to allow it to be released. It's actually the sort of thing that you can do even when somebody's shouting at you. You know, when the natural tendency is immediately to react backwards. If somebody's actually being unpleasant to you for whatever reason, maybe they're frustrated, irritated, angry or whatever, actually you can do that to enable you to release that natural tendency to strike back. Okay, and then to give yourself a chance to deal with this situation in a more constructive way, whatever it is.